Hi, this is Everness Utopia, and this is the aftercare for You're My Maid Fuck Toy by Contract, specifically for people who might enjoy or specifically seek out audios or content revolving around force or rape or non-consent. So I guess first off, you're safe. You're not owned. No amount of contract signing can really like remove your human right to exist as your own person. That being said, if you enjoyed this fantasy of being forced into a situation where you were like made to have sex in this fantasy, then that's good. I hope you feel good about that. And I hope that you, if you enjoyed this, that you feel good about enjoying it. The last thing I want ever is for somebody to walk away from an audio like this feeling guilty for enjoying it. We all know that acts of non-consent are highly unethical and like despicable. But I don't think that should, I don't think acknowledging and understanding that should take away from your ability to enjoy this as a fantasy. This is the kind of thing that I like too, as a fantasy. And I would never, ever defend an actual act of non-consent, right? Like the speaker character, the CEO in this audio is, you know, he's written to be, to fulfill a fantasy, but he's written to fulfill the fantasy of him being a villain, right? He's not what I would call, he's not who I would call a good person. And sometimes we want that. Sometimes that's what we want in a fantasy. I guess some things that I usually like to talk about are sort of like the boundaries about like what might be extra non-consensual about a scenario like this. I think sometimes, sometimes in real life, there are people out there who might look for ways to blur those lines. So I guess, like, first off, the whole like power dynamic between the CEO and the maid, right, in this audio, there's already like an imbalance of power here, right? And I think it might be good to go through some of the things that might not be as obvious, right? So, like, some of the obvious things, right? The struggling, the ripping clothes off, the forced fucking, right? All that stuff. That's very clearly, right, non-consent. But also, I think there's, it might be helpful for us to deconstruct some other acts in this audio. So, like, when he does the whole, like, oh, if you can satisfy me with your mouth, then I'll let you leave. Then I won't fuck you, right? Like, even though presumably the character, the maid character, is putting their own mouth on his cock, I would still say that this is rape. Because, you know, unless they were actually playing the whole time, which is not how I wrote this audio, she's being coerced, she's being manipulated, she's not being, like, or, I don't know, they, I don't want to, like, presume the gender of the listener, right? This is written as an M4F, but honestly, like, I don't care who listens to this stuff. If you enjoy it, you enjoy it. But, so the listener basically is being, one way or another, forced to go through the action of putting their mouth on the listener, right? So I think that we should definitely be classifying as rape. And I think there are some sinister people out there who would argue, who for whatever twisted reasons of their own would be like, oh, well, that's not rape because she put her mouth on him. Like, that's a little bullshit. And you should never let anybody tell you otherwise. That's how I feel. And I think I'm right. I don't like to be presumptuous, but I feel really strongly about these kind of things. Also, the fact that he locks her in the room with him. That's... Okay, I guess technically him locking her in the room is not, like, itself the act of rape, but he's removing... You know what? Fuck it. He's removing consent. He's removing her ability to consent by locking her in the room. So, look, my point is, I don't outline these things on paper. I, like, go through in my head what I want to say, and then it always comes out jumbled. But I try not to edit these because I want them to be very, like, from me. I want them to be very real because aftercare and, like, discussing these things is really important to me. But anyways, what I was saying was, I don't remember what I was saying. I think I was saying something about him locking the listener in the room, is basically, like, removing their ability to, you know, consent. Oh, I remember. Like, if you've ever been locked in a room like that before, or, like, sorry, maybe I shouldn't say it like that. I don't want to, like, trigger people. Locking somebody in a room like that, or, you know, pushing someone up against a wall like that, or blocking their path of exit, or their way of leaving in any form, I think, in these circumstances, a direct contributor to the rape, if not, you know, part of it. I think I would call him locking the maid in the room part of the rape. So, like, the point of me going through all of these things is that, like, it bothers me. It bothers me that there are people out there who would try to get away with things like this because they'd be like, well, like, locking her in the room wasn't, like, part of me putting my dick in her, or I don't know, whatever, right? Like, there are people out there who are willing to, like, split hairs when it comes to this kind of thing, and I'm, that's sickening to me. That being said, again, this is the aftercare for people who enjoyed the content, or who enjoy this topic. So, if your fantasy is being locked in a room and, like, being told that you signed a contract to, and that you're owned now, and then having, you know, being roughed around and, like, having their clothes torn off of you, that's fucking great. That's my fantasy, too. I always debate about, like, whether or not I should talk about that kind of stuff in these aftercares because... I get this weird idea in my head that, like, if people think that I'm also into, like, receiving the rape in an audio where I'm giving it, that they'll somehow, like, be grossed out by me or something, which I guess is a little unreasonable of an assumption for me to make, considering that this entire aftercare is me telling you that you shouldn't be grossed out by yourself being into it. So this is the most, like, rambly aftercare that I have recorded so far, but it's 2 a.m. and I have to post this. I don't have to post this tomorrow, but I do. So yeah, I guess to complete the thought that I started, I'm right there with you. I also enjoy, like, down to, like, the tiniest detail. Like, I try really hard to make audios that I would want to listen to. So I would want to listen to an audio where I get to be a maid who is, like, who has the clothes torn off of them and is bent over a desk and, like, both physically and mentally and emotionally forced. Like, that's something that I would be into. And if you're into it, like, the reasons... Okay. Last week we posted an audio called Compulsory Breeding in Public, and I say we as if I have a team. It's literally just me. I make these on my own, alone in my apartment. And in that aftercare, I talked about it maybe being helpful to go through the reasons why you are into this kind of thing. And I still believe that can be a helpful exercise. That being said, it doesn't fucking matter what your reasons are. You don't owe anybody else an explanation as to why you're into this. I think it can be helpful for ourselves to reflect and like think about that things, and I think that can help us get more enjoyment out of the topic. But at the end of the day, like, you don't have to explain shit to anybody. If you like this, you like this, and that's wonderful. And you shouldn't let anybody take that away from you. So yeah, let me think real quick about if there was anything else that I needed to say. I don't think so. If you, I always say this one way or another. If you enjoyed this, like, good. Like, I made this for your enjoyment. This past year, as I've returned to GWA, like, I've gotten a lot of comments, at least towards the beginning of the year, where it was like, I feel bad for liking this, or like, I feel like I shouldn't. And I'm like, I get where that feeling comes from, but I want to reassure you that, you know, no real maids were harmed in the making of this audio, you know. You're safe from this imaginary CEO. He's not a real person. And if he is, to you, a real person, it doesn't have to be CEO. It could be, like, a boss or, like, a weird coworker or anybody. Like, that's not okay. That's boundary breaking. That's, at the very least, harassment. And you deserve to have your boundaries respected and maintained. So I think I've meandered for long enough in this aftercare, but thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. Please stay safe, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.